Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America, and around the world on the American Forces Network, it's time to talk golf. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. Welcome to Labor Day weekend, and to quote Jimmy Buffett, the Labor Day weekend show. What a good one it is, too. Labor Day has become synonymous with Patriot Golf. The sixth annual Patriot Golf Day, Patriot Golf Weekend is underway. It all began back in 2007 when then-Captain Dan Rooney, a pilot and a golfer, came up with the idea to help raise money for families of fallen and injured soldiers. Well, now he's Major Dan Rooney. Patriot Golf is going strong, and he's back with us today on Tee to Green to talk about it. The Colorado Golf Club in Parker, Colorado, is gearing up for the biggest event in women's golf next year, the 2013 Solheim Cup. That's coming in August. The best American-born golfers versus the best from Europe. And this past Tuesday, the players and captains from both teams came out to Colorado to see and play the course just outside of Denver. And so today on Tee to Green, you'll hear from the number two player in women's golf, the number two player in the world, American Stacey Lewis, will be joining us along with European captain Liselotte Neumann and American captain Meg Mallon. Neumann named her two assistant captains this week, and we'll hear her talk about them, and we'll get reaction from her counterpart on the U.S. side, Meg Mallon. It's all here today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Do us a favor, visit the new and improved website, teetogreenradio.com. While you're there, check us out on Facebook, too. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff going to tee it up next with Stacey Lewis as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius and XM satellite dial, and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline broadcast network.
Hurry into the Home Depot for Labor Day savings, like $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon pails of Behr paints and exterior stains. Somewhere in your home, there's a wall, a deck, or door that's begging for a new look. Take your extra day of doing and get it done. End your summer with a splash of color and $5 off a gallon of our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 5th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client compliant immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Kick off fall with great offers from Lowe's, like 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Also, get 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills, $299 or more. And save 10 to 25% off all major appliances of $399 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 8/30 through 9/3. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Discount on Whirlpool appliances limited to 10%. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Segment of Tea to Green, the golf show, brought to you by Swan Law, funeral director serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law, funeral directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs. Check them out online at swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenhoff, Tea to Green, the golf show special guest, from the LPGA, Stacy Lewis joining us right now, the number two ranked player in the world according to the Rolex rankings. And Stacy looking to compete in next year's Solheim Cup as a member of the United States team in the 2013 Solheim Cup that'll be played here in Parker, Colorado at the Colorado Club. Stacy, welcome to Tee to Green.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You just came off the course. You got a chance to look at it, at least some of it. How about your thoughts?
Well, it's great. I actually came about a couple months ago and played the course twice. And, you know, it's going to be a great test for us and a great track for match play, especially. There's a lot's going to happen, I think, on the back nine. And it's exciting. And people need to buy their tickets and come on out.
Now, you say a great track for match play. Is there a big difference in a great track for match play versus stroke play?
Yeah, there is. You know, this course has some par fours where you can almost drive them and get close to the front, and then the par fives are reachable. So you've got some holes that are very risk-reward, whether you want to lay up over a creek or lay up further back. And there's a lot of strategy, I think, that goes on a course like this for match play.
Your season so far on the LPGA Tour, how would you describe it?
It's been pretty good. There's definitely some shots and some tournaments that I'd like to do over again, but overall, I mean, I've played so well. I've won twice and just kind of given myself a lot of opportunities. So it's been a lot of fun for me just kind of being up in contention more and being in the spotlight and slowly kind of climbing up the rankings. So it's been cool to see.
I don't know if you've slowly climbed up. Have you surprised yourself at all with the fast rate of success that you have had?
I think I have, especially this year. You know, I coming into the year, I was hoping to kind of get up into the top five in the world and to jump up to two pretty quickly. I mean, I had set goals that I wanted to be the top American and I wanted to win a couple of times coming into the year, and I had kind of done that in June, so I had to kind of reassess what I was doing and kind of go back to, you know, I was surprised that I accomplished all that I had, and so now it's, I don't know, I don't even know, I surprised myself, and I don't even know what to say.
So if you've reassessed, what if you reassess too, if you've reset?
You know, it's just going out there and trying to win again. It's now it's I set my sights on number one in the world. You know, Yanni hasn't played her best over these last couple of months, and so I've kind of chipped away at her lead a little bit. But I've got to win again and win a couple more times to get up to number one in the world, and that's the ultimate goal.
In Canada this past weekend, let me get your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. A 15-year-old amateur comes out, beats all you guys, and wins the Canadian Open.
Yeah, I played with her the final round. And it was unbelievable. It was one of those rounds you kind of dream of having, and it was one of the best final rounds I've ever seen and played with. And she just, every time you looked up, every shot was going at the flag, every putt was going in the hole. And, you know, I wasn't playing well, and so towards the end, I was cheering her on. You know, I didn't want to see her kind of fall apart at the end, and so I was just kind of talking to her up to the last few holes and just trying to keep her loose. And she played great, and she deserved to win.
Did anyone think that Lexi Thompson's record for being the youngest winner would only last, what, 10 months or something like that?
I honestly thought that never would have been broken. That's, I mean, to get it that quickly. I, for an amateur to win on our tour, it hasn't been done, what, in 40-something years? I mean, that's... it's impressive. And the best thing about Lydia Ko is that she's got the best personality. She's so humble. I think she rated the USAM as a better win than the Canadian Open. So, I mean, her perspective is there, and I think that's pretty cool.
We're with Stacey Lewis, the number two ranked player in the world, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, from the Colorado Club, where the 2013 Solheim Cup will be played just a little under a year from now. Stacey, hoping to be a member, and it's looking pretty good. She will be on the team next
pretty
year.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is it hard where you're out? Is it hard to separate what you want to do and accomplish yet this year and not think about the Solheim Cup next year?
As soon as we lost that Solheim Cup in Ireland, I was thinking about this one. For an American player, this is the ultimate. This is what we want to play on, and we want to win this thing. And as soon as we finished in Ireland that next week, I was thinking, I got to get points to get on the next team. And so, I mean, it's always in the back of your mind. If any American player tells you it's not, they're lying, because it's always there, and we always think about this week.
You're number two in the world. You've won major championships. What's the difference between what you do normally versus playing in the Solheim Cup?
It's unbelievable. Ireland was my first one, and the camaraderie with the team, it's, you know, week in, week out, you know, I'm teeing up against Paula and Michelle, and we're going head-to-head, and then you come on Solheim Cup, and you're paired together, and you got to play together, and it's just cool how you can play against each other all those weeks, and then everybody comes together for 1 week with one common goal, and, you know, it's hard because you put so much pressure on yourself because you want to win for the team more than you want to win for yourself, and so it's... the atmosphere is just, it's unlike anything I've ever been a part of. I remember last year, the range was quite far from the first tee. You couldn't even see the first tee, and I was warming up on the range. I had heard about the songs and this and that, and I could hear the chants and the songs starting, and I was just on the range, and I was, like, shaking on the range. I was so nervous. And then just to get on the first tee, they're singing songs, they're chanting. I mean, it's the coolest thing I've ever been a part of.
Mentally, your preparation going into it, does it change as far as your individual game? Will it change having been a member of the team once before now?
It doesn't. It's about playing good golf, and it's whether you can kind of free yourself up and forget that you're playing for your country and for your team and just go out there and play golf. And, you know, that's why I've tried to get out. I'm going to get out here as much as I can to play the course, because I think the more comfortable you are on the course, the easier that it is. You know, I wasn't that comfortable with the course in Ireland, and I think it kind of showed. And so I just think the more I can play the course, I think that'll help me.
Having been through it once, is that going to help you too?
Oh, absolutely. There were so many things I didn't know. I mean, you're shuttled from one thing to the next all week long, and how busy you are and how many things you have going on. And it was definitely a learning experience. And if there's any rookies on the team, maybe I can kind of help them along too.
How about your captain, Meg Mellon? Thoughts on her?
Meg's great. You know, I've gotten to know Meg over the last couple of years, and when she was named captain, that gave me more incentive to be on the team. You know, every memory I remember of Solheim Cup, you see Meg making a putt or smiling and celebrating with the team, and, you know, you want to make those memories for yourself too.
You're so used to playing an individual sport all the time, and then all of a sudden you're on a team, you're paired with certain players. Talk about the nervousness of, oh my gosh, now I'm playing with Morgan Pressel, or now Paula Kramer and I are going out playing together today. What's that like, and how do you get around that?
It's definitely different. But the thing is over the years, like, we've become good friends, and so you're teeing it up out there with your friends, and you want to see them do well, and you want to see them succeed, and so you're cheering them on the whole way too. I mean, you try to focus on your game, but you also want them to succeed and do well. And I don't even know how to describe it. It's just unbelievable to me how so many different personalities, and how we can go head-to-head and kind of be cutthroat on a Sunday. But then that next Monday we'll be at Solheim Cup, and we'll be hanging out, and everybody will go, not me, but other girls, they'll go get their nails done and get their hair done and do all that kind of stuff together, and we become a little family.
And what do you do about the rivalry with the Europeans? You're friends with them too.
Yeah, you know, we don't really do a whole lot together that week. You know, I think we all just want to win so bad that it gets brutal out there. You know, it's those 3-footers seem to get longer and longer. You know, and it's we're good friends off, you know, and off weeks and stuff like that, and at other tournaments. But Solheim Cup it's just a different story.
Now you've got to get the cup back.
Yes.
And defend American soil
right
at the same time.
Yes, I think we can do it. I mean, I think definitely think, one, the motivation of losing Ireland, two, we're at home, and it's, I mean, everyone is so motivated from Ireland the way that things ended, and, you know, because it kind of looked like at the end that we were going to win the thing, and it just kind of turned pretty quickly. And so just the way things ending and that feeling, I don't think anybody wants to feel that again. So we're all really motivated.
I know you're a college football fan. What do you think of your Hogs this year? They got a pretty good shot at doing something nice, don't they?
Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty good. You know, we were out in Oregon a couple weeks ago, and one of the papers picked USC and Arkansas in the national championship game. So we've got, but the problem is we've got to play LSU and Alabama at home. But they're at home, so that's our only chance. So we're going to be pretty good. We got a good quarterback, and we'll see what happens.
Stacy, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Colorado. Right. Best of luck this year, and we'll see you next year at the Solheim Cup.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Arkansas Razorbacks fan, number two women's golfer in the world, and she is a lock to be on the Solheim Cup team for the Americans next year when it comes to Parker, Colorado, and the Colorado Golf Club in August. That's Stacy Lewis. We'll hear from the captains of those squads, American captain Meg Mallon, European captain Lisa Lott Neumann, as we continue live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base and a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes and shaving a few off your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Captain of the European team, Liselotte Neumann, back on Tee to Green. Liselotte, good to see you again.
Great to be back here.
You were out here not too long ago. You played the course a little bit. What did you take from that first visit?
You know, I love the golf course, and I hope all my girls are going to love the course as much as I do. It's a challenging course. It's a lot of variety to it. It's one of those courses that I feel like you can play it every day and never get tired of it.
A good match play course?
A great match course. I think the girls will really enjoy it. It's challenging, but you know, it's kind of risk reward course. You can take some chances. You can play smart. It's a lot of options out there for them. So I think it's important. You know, the more they can play the golf course, the more I think they're gonna realize how they can play it.
You were a player in the Solheim Cup so many times. Are there certain things that your captains talk to you about that you can use next year?
You know, I think overall, I think it's just that team feeling that I learned from our last captains, you know, trying to really bring the girls together a few times before so they really get that feeling of the support and the team feeling.
So obviously one of the important things is your assistant captains. One of the big announcements that you had today was the naming of your assistant captains. Tell us how that all came about.
Yeah, I can start with Karin Koch. She's from Sweden, and she's played on the team many times. She was part of the 2000 winning team that I was part of, and matter of fact, she made the winning putt for our team. She has lots of experience. I get along with her great, and she's based over in Europe, so she plays the European Tour, and I'm based here in the U.S., so that really helps me out a lot, that she can keep track of the European players and get to know them better and sort of, you know, follow them a little bit and let me know who's playing well over there.
And she's still playing.
She's still active. Still playing. Yeah, she's out there, and she actually get to play with the girls and get to know them really well. My next choice was Annika Sörenstam. Of course, she has a lot of knowledge. She's a Hall of Famer. She's obviously world known, and she has also played on a lot of the cups. I mean, she has so much experience. And one thing that I think is going to be great for our team was that she was vice captain last year when they won 2011. And it's nice to have someone that has actually been inside our doors to the team room, locker room. She knows what goes on in there and the preparations, how to get everybody sort of ready for the cup. And so I think the combination of the two of them is just going to be really helpful to me. And you know, I have good communication with them. I'm comfortable with them because I know I'm going to be doing a lot of phone calls and emails and so on with them. So.
Now, I have to ask this. You've got a couple of fellow countrymen as your captains here. You can talk in Swedish and not have Meg or her assistants listen in and get your strategy?
of course. I mean, it would obviously be a nice thing for us to be able to be on the golf course or standing on that first tee, and we be able to discuss things in Sweden, and no one's going to know what we're talking about.
Now, I think the selection of Annika maybe surprised a few people. Was that something that you that happened just recently, or did you kind of have your eye on her all along, or how'd that come about?
There was a lot of names on my list. Just having played on the cup so many times and played with a lot of the girls, and you know I'm friends with a lot of them, and you start thinking who do I really want to work together with. And you know, so I wrote down a whole list of players, and the more I started sort of narrow the list down when it came to the experience and who had been there before and who's in Europe and so on, it came down to Annika and Karin in the end. And I think they're two great choices, and I'm super excited that they're going to be part of the team.
That's Liselotte Neumann, who will captain the European squad next year when the Solheim Cup competition comes to the Colorado Club. Just outside of Denver in Parker, Colorado. She made that announcement of her assistant captains on Tuesday of this week, and we were there to talk to her about it, Jerry and I. And after we talked to Liselotte, we got the American captain, Meg Mallon, on and got her reaction to the announcement of the two captains named by her good friend, Liselotte Neumann. Here's Meg Mallon talking about her reaction to the to Liselotte Neumann's announcement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, an all-Swedish team. It was surprising and not surprising. I mean, it's a smart move on Lotta's part to bring in the kind of veteran influence of Solheim Cups in Annika. And then, of course, Karin's a wonderful friend and great ambassador to Europe. She's spends a lot of time over there on the European tour, so she'll be able to help Lotta out with the players that are playing on that tour, since Lotta lives in the States.
Annika, she's just so busy with all the things that she's into right now, yet she's been willing to set aside time to be an assistant captain twice in a row now for the Solheim Cup. What does that tell you about her commitment to this event?
Well, I think it tells you what the event's all about. I mean, it is an honor to be a part of the event. And, you know, as many Solheim Cups as Annika has played in, she understands how big of an event this is for the women's golf. So it's not surprising that she would want to be involved.
You better brush up on your Swedish. That way, if they're huddled together and they're talking,
you can eavesdrop.
I can count up to six. I can say thank you. I can do all those things in Swedish. And fortunately, I know a few swear words too.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to my friend Helen Alfredson. She taught me a lot.
Yeah, she would educate you that way, wouldn't she?
So your assistant captain, the one you've named so far, Dottie Pepper, right. That's not a bad pick either.
Yeah, I know. This has been a good point-counterpoint on Lotta's and my side. Definitely so happy to have Dottie on board. She was an important part of the Solheim Cup in the 90s, arguably the face of the Solheim Cup in the 90s, and it's great to have her back in the mix. We're, you know, already in sync with each other, and really fun to have her by my side.
You've got one more pick. Want to give us an exclusive here? Or?
I do have one more pick. I'm going to actually wait till the end of the year, beginning of next year. I'm kind of, looking at people that might be playing now on tour that are a little closer in age to the players, and you know, I know they're all trying to make the Solheim Cup team now, but I think you'll know by the end of the year, beginning of next year, who's going to be on the team and who's not. So I'm keeping it open right now for my second pick.
She will captain the American squad next year for the Solheim Cup. That right there is Meg Mallon. Always fun to talk to Meg, who was hurting a little bit. She played a little tennis and came to the Colorado Club on Tuesday in pain, but she toughed it out.
Tweaked her back a little bit. Yeah, all those twisting sports that we all play, that it's easy to get a little minor injuries in there. That was really a fun thing that day for our listeners. What happened is they had a little press conference, and then there was an exhibition on the course itself, and the girls played three holes. Stacy Lewis and Angela Stanford were there for the American team, and Anna Nordqvist and Sandra Gall for the Europeans, and they played one hole of best ball, one hole of alternate shot, and then they played against each other on a pair of singles matches coming up 18. And Craig Kahn from the LPGA was out there with a microphone on a golf cart during the exhibition and talking to the players and captains as things were going on. And I tell you, it was pretty competitive. Those European girls brought their game, especially, and they were all looked like they were ready to tee it up for this event this year already, if it had been available.
And we did have a chance to talk to Stacy Lewis, that interview we played earlier. We also talked to Sandra Gall and Anna Nordqvist.
Angela Stanford had a flight out, and she had to leave early, so she couldn't stick around for interviews. But in the next few weeks, we'll let you hear what Sandra Gall had to say and what Anna Norquist had to say as well.
Angela's involved in some charity foundation, and she had a big shindig a few days after that. So, yeah, she bolted out of there right away. But, you know, you and I have been to 1,000 of these media events and for various sports and things, and this was one of the cooler days,
yeah.
I think we agreed, that we've been to for something like that.
And it whets the appetite, certainly, for next year's Solheim Cup coming to Colorado, the Colorado Club, Parker, Colorado, next August. Up next, well, we talked about it at the top of the hour. This is Labor Day weekend, and it's also Patriot Golf Day and Patriot Golf Weekend. The founder of what has become a phenomenon in the world of golf, Major Dan Rooney, standing by, and we'll catch up with him next as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, our producer in San Francisco, Scott Cuddy. Thanks for joining us here on Tee to Green.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hurry into the Home Depot for Labor Day savings, like $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon pails of Behr paints and exterior stains. Somewhere in your home, there's a wall, a deck, or door that's begging for a new look. Take your extra day of doing and get it done. End your summer with a splash of color and $5 off a gallon of our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 5th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I'm going to talk to you about chipping and helping you get up and down a few more times from around the green. Three things necessary to be a good chipper, and it's all in the technique. One is you have to have your hands ahead of the ball. Make sure that you are leaning towards your target, so your weight is on your left side if you're a right-handed golfer, right side if you're a left-handed golfer. Play the ball back in your stance, back a little further than you think. The key is to have a significant bend in the shaft. There ought to be about a 45-degree angle between where your hands are held and the shaft running length of the ways down to the ball. Make sure that you keep your weight on that left side and bump the ball with your back of your left hand towards the target. Do not break that down. Keep your Y. Thank you very much.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. Tee to Green, the golf show, live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. And this is Labor Day weekend. Hope you've got some golf planned this weekend. And that goes right in line with our next guest. You know, there are more than 1 million dependents of fallen and wounded military service men and women from Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. And 87% of them do not qualify for federal educational assistance. We are in the middle of the 6th annual Patriot Golf Day. Throughout Labor Day weekend, golfers across the country have an opportunity to generate donations for the Folds of Honor Foundation, which provides educational scholarships and other assistance to families and to children and spouses of military service men and women who were killed or disabled while serving our great nation. More than $12.8 million has been raised since this began back in 2007. And we are so happy and so proud once again to welcome to Tee to Green. Since 2007, Jerry, this is the 6th annual. I think he's been with us 4 or 5 of the years.
We had a substitute hitter 1 year, but Dan,
Major Ed Polito.
Dan's been one of our favorite guests here over the last few years.
He used to be Captain Dan Rooney. Now he's Major Dan Rooney, and he's back on Tee to Green. Major Dan, how you doing?
Oh, it is my favorite weekend, and the only time I missed is I was over in a big sand trap called Iraq. So I was dutifully detained delivering the president's mail over there. So great to be with you guys on this wonderful Patriot weekend.
We'll forgive you for that one. And you, by the way, you're not general yet. When are you going to make, you know, when are you going to get those stars?
No, I'm in a holding pattern as a major. It's the best rank in the Air Force. So I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm on sitting on inactive reserve right now and very content. So we're making the country a better place through other means right now.
And you've been playing golf with any presidents lately?
No, you know what? So great stories. As you know, President George W. Bush has been the chairman for Patriot Golf Day the last 3 years. So he's kicked it off for the inaugural round on Friday, whether it was down at Crawford, Texas, or down in Dallas. And this year, with the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, we've all been watching, he said, hey, I don't want to get on TV and mucky up something as pure and good as Patriot Golf Day with politics. So we had to step down a notch. May not argue that we stepped down, but we had Mr. Jack Nicklaus kick it off on Fox and Friends with us yesterday. And so the Golden Bear, and it was, man, it was awesome.
That's not a bad designated
hitter. I don't think that's going down at all, actually.
No, it is not. It really is not. So Mr. Nicklaus, what a prince of a man. And as we all are golfers, I mean, you talk about someone that you envy, and you meet him, and he's, you know, just has this wonderful glow. And but I can't stop looking at his hands. You know, when he shakes your hand, you're like, wow, what those hands have done.
Yeah.
And what a remarkable guy. And, you know, another testament to the work we're doing at Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day to have people like Mr. Nicklaus come out on behalf of those that serve us and our mission. So it was a really special day yesterday.
Amen to that. Now, there may be some people out there listening who are not all that familiar with Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day, Patriot Golf Weekend. Kind of recap, give it to us in a nutshell what it's all about.
Well, I will. You know, my background, and we've covered it before, F-16 fighter pilot, done three tours of duty in Iraq, but also a PGA golf professional. Hence, my call sign is Noonan from the main character in Caddyshack. But, you know, that was my dream growing up, was to combine those two things. But, you know, the good Lord had a different mission for me, and that was to ensure we don't leave any family behind on the field of battle. And what we do at Folds of Honor, as you guys so eloquently said on the intro, is we're providing scholarships, both primary and post-secondary scholarships for college, for these spouses and kids who have had somebody either killed or disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan. And to date, we have over 3,600 recipients that are represented in all 50 states across this country. And we're just so blessed to have, you know, folks like the PGA of America and the United States Golf Association and, you know, Budweiser and Major League Baseball and all these folks that have come behind me. And I'm sitting where it all started, in my office above my garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, this morning, and it's hard to believe in, you know, five years we've been able to make such a positive impact on this country, but not without the support of what I like to call our wingmen, who are the folks that are teeing it up all over the country over a Patriot Golf weekend this Labor Day weekend. So, I mean, that's the big message for everyone, is get out and play. You make a small donation last year through the generosity of a couple million people. We raised nearly $4 million over this weekend, but we can't do it if people don't get out and play golf.
Well, as a testament to just how effective it's been, it started out as Patriot Golf Day, and now it's Patriot Golf Weekend. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that I'm not very smart. I'm a fighter pilot, and I only had it on one day when we started out, and people were like, hey, we play all weekend, so why don't you make it all 4 days? So at least we debriefed and we listened to what the folks were saying.
Dan, I think one thing that the people can take away from this is, you know, we're halfway through this weekend. We're probably up over approaching $14 million raised at this thing now. It's really amazing, whether it's for this, you know, function or any kind of charity that's out there, what, you know, a dollar at a time can really do, isn't it?
It is. I think I love it. You know, there's an old saying in this country back from our forefathers, for the people, by the people. And Patriot Golf Day embodies that, I think, in the greatest way. And, as you know, we're all brought together by the game of golf, as the folks that are listening to the show. And I can't imagine golf in a finer light than what we are able to do for these families who have given such a sacrifice. And we get to do it playing the game we love. Everybody throwing in what they can, as whether it's a dollar, a five, 10, 20 bucks, and that exponential power of us uniting in the spirit of patriotism, the game that we love, and being able to change lives. And yeah, I always say that the irony of this whole thing is that when you go out there and you make a donation, that in the end we're actually the ones that are being helped. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that we get to take part in this weekend.
Yeah, we should say, you know, you can give a dollar, but you can give five, or you can give 10, you can give 25, you can give 50, or 100, or $1,000. Whatever you can give, we will take, because of the cause it goes to. Major Dan Rooney with us, the founder of Patriot Golf Day, which is now Patriot Golf Weekend. This is the sixth annual. Back when you started, you're up to 4,000 courses who are participating now, over 4,000 courses who are participating now. Dan, would you start with the first year? Do you remember?
We had about 3,000, and we'll actually hit, because there's a little lag in the numbers, we should hit close to 5,000 this year. So it's just, again, it's absolutely incredible. And the PGA golf professionals are the ground troops out there that sign the golf courses up and pass the hat, if you will, when people come out to play. And just so blessed to have that band of brothers as part of my life.
I guess my question would be, only 5,000. How come we need to get more on board, don't we?
Yeah, and great point. And, you know, everybody I meet, the beauty of Patriot Golf Day is it's grassroots. And the golf courses that sign up, whether it's a PGA golf professional or a member at a club or someone that just goes out and plays at a public or municipal facility, that individual, the folks listening out there today, is you can become that seed of change, of patriotism that goes to your local professional and ensures that your golf course is signed up. It's not too late. We got a day and a half left, and but we're also have next year, and there are almost 15,000 golf courses in America. And there's no reason, because everyone that I've checked on is free, courtesy of the 1% that serve the other 99% of this country so gallantly that every golf course should be signed up. And you know, we'll keep trudging, but we need the help of everybody that's listening out there to make sure their local golf course is signed up this weekend and into the future.
Dan, obviously you've met some of these families or talked to them or something. Tell us a little bit about what it means to them to be getting this assistance.
Yeah, and I'm so blessed. I always say if people could just follow me around every day, we would have taken care of the massive need, as we talked about. There's about a million dependents out there that have had somebody killed or disabled, and of that group, about 87% don't get any federal education assistance. And I've, you know, literally on a weekly basis, I get to interact or meet with our recipient families, which is very selfish on my behalf because it feels so good to bring a ray of hope into inherently such a dark situation. But the thing that surprises me the most that I never expected along this journey is the sentiment from the families is not about the money they receive. You know, that is a function of, yep, you've helped me stay in school, you've helped me get my education. Many of our recipients are first-time graduates from college in their family, which not only changes that family, but it changes our country. Now, I would say, ask me in 10 years the impact we've had. But that being said, every one of these families says the most important thing you've done is honor the sacrifice that my husband, that my father has made for our country and kept his memory alive and allowed me to share his story. And that is such a powerful mechanism of healing. Because if you think about it, you know, we read a name in a newspaper. We may read a story, but after that, these families just kind of drift off across our country. And to honor the sacrifice that they've made is such a powerful thing. And so when, you know, folks are out there playing golf this weekend, I just encourage everybody to take a couple moments in the silence of their own heart and tap into that spirit of patriotism. You know, say a little prayer for those currently serving and those who have and those families who have been impacted by war. And it's just such a noble thing to get out there and tee it up and be part of this mission.
And that right there is what it's all about. You've got kids who were in high school, now they've graduated from college since this started. You have others who were in grade school, now they're in high school, and it just continues to grow and to do such good for some people who really could use some good in their lives. Non-golfers, by the way, can also participate. You can make a donation to the foundation at its website, foldsofhonor.org. You can find out more about Patriot Golf Day and nearest participating golf courses at patriotgolfday.com, the website. Dan Rooney, Major Dan Rooney, wish we had a little more time to talk to you, but keep it going, partner. Great job.
We will keep it going, and we appreciate your continued support, and we'll plan on getting back on here in a couple months. We'll give you a recap of how Patriot Golf Day went this year, and all those folks out there, your country needs you. Get out, play golf, Patriot Golf Day weekend, make a donation, and I promise we'll pay it forward to a family that has served us and provided our freedom. So God bless, and certainly God bless America, Godspeed, and have a beautiful day out there at the Broadmoor.
Major Dan Rooney on Tee to Green.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now an important message from LifeWatch. I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
It's Tita Green, brought to you by Swan Law, a funeral director serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's a lot of years, 100 to be in fact, of serving families with dignity and heritage. 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, online at swan-law.com. Jay and Jerry, not done yet. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
Event number 2 in the FedEx Cup playoffs at the TPC Boston, the Deutsche Bank. And remember, this is a Friday through Monday event, so we're only halfway right now. Rory McIlroy, pair of 65s, is at minus 12, one better than Louis Oosthuizen. Tiger Woods and Ryan Moore have matched each other with 64s and 68s. They are 2 shots back. And then there's a group of 5 at minus 9. Woods yesterday said he didn't quite get it all clicking.
You got to let it balance itself out. Today was one of those days where I had some good looks, missed them, but didn't feel like I was really rolling it correctly. Didn't putt very good today. I didn't really make anything, so hopefully tomorrow I'll be a little bit better.
And Rory with the pair of 65 says he just needs to keep things on track here for the rest of the
Very happy with the 2 scores that I've shot already, and know that I need to go out and play just as good tomorrow. Pleased with where I am and looking forward to the weekend.
So if you're not devoting some time and donating to Patriot Golf Weekend, you can watch some golf both today and tomorrow. In Switzerland, European Masters, Richie Ramsey of Scotland, one up with one round to go.
Okay, thanks to our lineup today, Stacey Lewis, Lieselotte Neumann, Meg Mallon, for joining us on tape from last Tuesday. And to Major Dan Rooney, founder of this Patriot Golf Day and Patriot Golf Weekend. Those websites again, patriotgolfday.com and foldsofhonor.org. Non-golfers can also participate by making a donation to the Folds of Honor Foundation at that website. Thank you for joining us. Make it a great weekend. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.